Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if he's playing this song for me, you, or Tom Garfinkel.
Gotta play it for Tom.
Bringing sexy Tom, back.
Tom's sexy dude now.
He's got a swagger. When Tom Garfinkel's walking around Hard Rock Stadium, he's got that swagger.
As he floats. He doesn't even step. He just floats around.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Tom Garfinkel is the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium. He was supposed to be on with us on Friday. And what'd we tell you on Friday? He's much more important than we are.
Yes.
Dude's got a lot going on.
I got stuff to do.
But here he is. So he's our friend and a friend of the program. Hello, Tom.
What's up, guys? That's not what happened. I apologize. We had a miscommunication here. It's not that I'm more important.
You are allowed to be more important.
I was literally sitting in my office. I could have easily called in. I didn't know there was a miscommunication here.
You do not have to be humble around us. You are allowed to be more important. You are more important. There's no question.
No, I don't think that's true.
All right, well, we both vote that you're...
I don't think that's true. I do have a little bit of swag, but I don't think it's true that I'm more important.
Not a little bit of swag.
But you do look better than me and Hawk, though.
Oh, no question.
I don't know about that either, but, you know.
All right, well, here we go. So training camp, that got underway last week. There's another camp today. First preseason game is going to be here before you know it. It's a week from Thursday. So just as a general overview, how does everything feel right now, and how's things looking for a week from Thursday?
Everything feels good. In fact, I was just out in the stadium walking around. The grass is on the field. The place is getting all cleaned up. You know, I feel like this off season was never going to end. We had a very, very productive, a very busy off season with the Miami Open tennis tournament and all kinds of other things going on. So it was definitely busy here at the stadium. You know, we've got FC Barcelona and Messi coming here on Wednesday of next week. There's still tickets available for that if you want to come see Messi and Suarez. So a lot going on here, but the place is ready to go. I'm excited for football season. I was out of practice this morning and really can't wait to get started. This is one of my favorite times of the year.
Yeah, Tom, and I want to get into all the business stuff, the charity stuff, the philanthropy stuff that you're doing. But with the coaching change, I got to ask you, does the coaching staff change? How does that affect the business side of the Miami Dolphins?
Well, it affects it from the standpoint that, you know, to give you an example, you know, we had all of our employees, all the stadium employees out at the practice this morning. And, you know, the reason Coach moved his media time up 15 minutes was so he could come over and address the staff. I've never seen that happen before. He did that on his own. And then he stood in front of the staff. You know, we stood there together. I introduced him, and he just said, listen, you know, we're all in this together. We're one organization. This isn't a business side and a football side. And I think that's, you know, I think that's important. You know, we've got shared values and standards across the whole organization now. We've got a lot of people working together. We got a lot of great communication, a lot of trust, and a lot of people who believe in the same things and have the same standards moving forward of what we're trying to accomplish. And I'm excited about the future here.
Tom Garfinkel, he is the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium. Now, how about ticket sales for the upcoming season? Because I saw you quoted somewhere saying that they're actually very good, because there's been a lot of talk, including this show, that, you know, people just writing off this coming season when it comes to on-the-field play or the performance of the team. So ticket sales, has that affected that?
No, ticket sales have been fine. They've been consistent with the last couple of years. We still expect to sell out all the games, all the regular season games, I should say. As we have the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. But I think it's a consequence of a number of things. First and foremost, we've just got a very passionate, loyal fan base. And we're very lucky to have great fans who love this team and who support this team. And so it starts there. I think, you know, we've got a great ticket sales and service team. We work really hard to provide a great experience here, you know, at the stadium. Every year we try to improve on things, whether it's bathrooms or concessions or parking. And this year we've got new pedestrian bridges and tunnels coming in to make it easier to get in and out of the stadium because the people usually hold up the cars, and now they won't. So we're constantly trying to tweak on that, improve that. And, you know, obviously the product on the field is the best part of the experience, is winning. But, you know, the whole organization is working hard on that too. I know Chris Greer is doing a great job, and Brandon Shore, and certainly Brian and his staff, in terms of, you know, the standard they're setting and the way that they're approaching things, and excited about the future here.
And, Tom, how do you answer, like Hawk just kind of hit on, how do you answer the people that do question the expectations, or they bring up the word tanking? How do you answer those tanking or season expectation questions?
Yeah, I don't know where this whole notion of tanking came from. I mean, it's certainly never been, you know, discussed, you know, here. I mean, you know, you've heard Brian address it directly, so I'll let his words speak for themselves as a head coach. You know, we're trying to go out and win every football game, so there's no question about that. I think there's a difference between, you know, being very short-term focused on this week and being focused on trying to build something that's going to be a championship standard for the long term. And so, you know, I think that that doesn't mean you're tanking. That means you're still trying to go out and win. It just means you're going to balance prioritizing decision-making for the short term and the long term, and really try to build it the right way, and build something that's sustainable. And that takes time. There's no shortcuts in life. There's no get-rich-quick schemes. There's no, you know, there's no overnight successes that are, you know, every overnight success I've ever known took years to happen. Just people didn't see the years it took. So, I don't, you know, in terms of, I know the expectation in that building is to go out and try to win every football game. I know that's the expectation of those coaches and those players and everybody in this organization. And so that'll be the effort that's put forward, and we'll see what happens. I'm excited about, again, the standard that the coaching staff is setting, the work that the players are putting in, and it should be an interesting season for sure.
Tom Garfinkel, president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins. Let's get to the very important stuff for people that are coming to the game a week from Thursday, or maybe the first regular season game, which is against Baltimore. I'm always fascinated with stadium food. I believe Hard Rock Stadium has the best offerings of any of the local stadiums in South Florida. I think we talked about that last Friday.
I got to tell you, I appreciate the beer garden, Tom. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so what, is there anything new, anything we need to know about for food offerings?
Well, we're still working on some of those, so I don't have any big announcements to make in terms of the food. We've worked hard on that the last couple of years to improve it. I think you saw, you know, at the Miami Open, we brought in some new food items and things too. So we'll have some tweaks and some changes that we'll announce here soon that aren't quite finalized yet. But you know, I think we're always trying to make that better. You know, again, we'll have some new seating products, some new cabana suites up on the 300 level in the corners. Some new seats sort of on the field that are some new, like, field suites that are new products. Some new things we're doing. A lot of the things that we've done this off season, there's actually been millions of dollars actually of investment in, you know, things that you might not notice right away unless you look. New elevators. Okay, so, you know, it's things that didn't happen in the renovation that we're still kind of tweaking on, fixing, improving. New doors on the suite level that go from the suite level out to the seats, okay, that were old and then are now will be brand new. Like, things like that that maybe aren't as glamorous or as exciting, but just continue to kind of upgrade and make it feel and look and feel more like a new stadium.
What are those cabanas like on the 300 level and on the field? What's that? That sounds fun.
Yeah, they're going to be fantastic. I think if you come on there's a scrimmage on Saturday, you can come pick you up there and you can check them out. There you'll see them from the field. There's sort of temporary suites up there on that level and cabana suites, we call them.
Yeah, is that going to be available for Hurricanes games as well?
Should be. Yeah, yeah, they'll be up there.
All right,
oh, they'll be up there.
I might need some little blinds around my cabana.
Right? Can you close off the cabana?
I get going now.
Right?
I don't know about that. You know, we could provide bottle service, but there's no, it'll be open for everyone to see. So you gotta behave yourself up there.
I got you, Tom. But hey, man, I gotta bring it up. 1.5.
Don't bring Romberg up there. We'll have problems.
No, yeah, he causes trouble.
Things will go south quickly.
Tom, $1.5 million to Baptist Health South Florida. Everybody saw it in the news. That's just what the Dolphins give back to the community. I talk about it all the time. The alumni base gets involved a lot. But how was that decision decided to give $1.5 million to Baptist Health South Florida, and can you explain why?
Well, I'll start with the why. I think, you know, we're really focused on a number of initiatives in the community. I think, you know, fighting cancer, you know, education through the Natmore Scholarship Fund. And one of the things we're, you know, as you know, football unites, bringing people together in the community and, and getting people to have conversations. One of the things we're focused on is youth football. I think football, you know, if you think about it, there's roughly a million kids playing high school football in this country. There's probably 300,000 or so seniors. 300 of those 300,000 will go on and play in the NFL. The other 299,700 people, you know, young men that play high school football as seniors, will go on and do other things in life. And for me, you know, not having your talent, Channing, to go and play in the NFL, but playing high school football, you know, has as much to do with who I am as a man besides probably anything besides my parents. So, you know, it's a sport we want to support. It's our sport. We love it, and we love the game of football. I think it's important to our society. I think it develops young men. You're talking about character development, work ethic, and mental and physical toughness, competitiveness, teamwork, leadership, all the things it teaches you that these young men that play high school football go on and become firemen and teachers and business people and, you know, all kinds of productive leaders in our society. And so, you know, we want to support the game of football as much as we can. Baptist Health South Florida does, and we want to keep the game as safe as we can. And Baptist Health South Florida does a lot with youth football, with high schools in this community, doing EKG testing and providing medical services and training services to a lot of these schools. And so we wanted to support that effort through this donation and partnership with them. We've now, you know, given free equipment with Baptist Health South Florida, new equipment to 15 schools. Since 2016, our Junior Dolphins programs impacted almost 4,000 high school and youth participants, boys and girls of all ages, over 2,000 coaches. And, you know, we'll have hosted by the end of this training camp, since 2016, we'll have hosted now 95 high school teams at training camp. So with a goal of hosting every single high school in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, and we'll have accomplished that hopefully in the next 2 years. To bring them out, to get them to experience, you know, the players, the team, the game of football, and get them, you know, active and acclimated.
Yeah, Channing and I have said it a million times. I don't think that there's a franchise, certainly locally and maybe not nationally, that's as community involved as the Miami Dolphins are. We had Nat Moore on a couple weeks ago when you guys gifted everything to Edison, who lost their equipment in a fire. Like, Miami Dolphins step up. Like, you can separate the football part from the community involvement part. The community involvement part has just been, I mean, it's leaps and bounds ahead of, I would guess, most football franchises.
But you're asking Tom to beat his own chest, and he doesn't do that. But I'll beat his chest for him. That has a lot to do with Tom Garfinkel.
Now, let's talk a little bit, though, about something that that might affect, again, fans coming to games and practices and whatnot, because the fan support for training camp has been great. What's the timeline for the Dolphins' move for the training camp facilities to the Hard Rock Stadium site? Because we know that's in the offing, right?
Yeah. No, I'll address that. I just want to say one more thing about the community. I will beat Jason Jenkins' chest because, Jason, you know, I appreciate you saying that, Channing. And you know, I certainly have, you know, tried to provide some leadership and direction and so far as, like, what the goals are and what the vision is for what we want to accomplish. But Jason and his team are just out there. I think he must have three clones or something because he's at so many community events doing so many things. I just want to recognize him.
I'll piggyback on that for a second because I've said this on the air before. If fans who, you know, call in and complain and Kenny Stills kneels for the anthem and they say, what's going on with the Dolphins? I say, follow Jason Jenkins on Instagram and Twitter and you will see just how active everyone from the Dolphins, Jason especially, but everyone from the Dolphins on their days off are in the community because it's staggering. If you don't pay attention to it, you'll never know. And I say the best way to pay attention to it is Jason Jenkins Instagram or Twitter account, because it is nonstop community
involvement. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, he's through Football Unites. We've engaged with over 64 partners in the South Florida community. We've reached over 18,000 people, and the programs are ride shares, ride alongs with police officers, police and youth conferences, 5,000 role models, the Trayvon Martin Foundation, but working with law enforcement and the military as well, trying to bring people together to have conversations. You mentioned Kenny. A lot of people don't know. I mean, this is a guy who's out in the community every Tuesday on his day off during the season, and very, very often in the off season. I don't think he's ever said no to a request that we've made. But this is a guy that's out meeting with the police. He's not, you know, picking a side, so to speak. He's out there just talking to people, trying to bring them together. So I just think, you know, that needs to be said. But
well, because people do that all that all the time with Kenny. They're like, well, why doesn't he do anything? And I'm like, if you paid attention to Dolphin social media, this dude does more than anyone could ever imagine for bridging the gap between, you know, if there are sides, which I don't think there are, but he's always out there, always active in the community, and like you say, a ton with law enforcement.
Yeah, he walks the walk. I mean, what we're trying to do as an organization is just bring people together. The country's become, unfortunately, more polarized, and I think people are kind of picking sides. They self-select on social media who they want to follow, and they've stopped listening to other people. And I think the more we can just, what we're trying to do is just bring people together. You know, we're working with the LGBTQ community. We're working with, you know, different religious communities. We're working with law enforcement. We're working with young African-American males. We're working with, you know, everybody we can to just kind of get people together and have conversations and bring people together and seek, you know, civility, seek understanding, have conversations, and try to get people to understand the other person's point of view. And that's really what Football Unites is all about.
Yeah,
so
I think it's very laudable. All right, let's get away from the serious stuff. Because now training camp facilities and whatnot, when does that move to Hard Rock?
So we've started sort of doing some of the excavation groundwork. There'll be an announcement probably next month. We'll have an official groundbreaking. The move will take place in early 2021. So probably February, March timeframe of 2021, we will move. So the first training camp will take place here 2 years from now.
Do you have any say in who the Super Bowl halftime performer will be?
No, the NFL does that.
All right, you do not get a vote.
I do not get a vote. Oh, okay. I do not get the suggestion.
Because I was going to suggest a bunch of...
I can suggest somebody, but, you know, it's about no different than anybody else suggesting.
Because I was going to suggest a bunch of recognizable South Florida performers singing Baby Shark.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the NFL does a great job with the Super Bowl. So having been to... probably the last seven in a row, you know, they're quite spectacular events to attend. And so I'm looking forward to having it here. The Super Bowl host committee here, led by Rodney Barreto, is doing a great job. You know, this will be the 11th one in South Florida, the most of any city anywhere. Rodney and his team have been doing this a long time, but we've got this new, you know, $550 million stadium renovation, and now with the tennis plaza, even more than that, and the training facility and all these things coming. So I think it's going to be exciting. It's going to be great for South Florida, and the most important Super Bowl will be the one we play in and win, but you know, excited to have it here in South Florida for sure.
And Tom, businesses, the residents, everybody in South Florida gets excited to have a Super Bowl. Are you and your staff the only people that are stressed out by having a Super Bowl? Like, doesn't it put way more work on you than not having a Super Bowl?
It's definitely more work than not having one, that's for sure. You know, the NFL kind of takes over the stadium, so we work very closely with them on a lot of things. But, you know, they really, you know, it'll be our guest services and concessions and, you know, in-game entertainment folks and all that stuff. But the NFL comes in and really, you know, we're just kind of, what do you need us to do? And then they kind of take over. They set the security perimeter. They set all the security parameters. They do all the halftime show. They do all the entertainment. They, you know, they control the credentialing. They control, you know, they really control everything. So, but there's a lot of activity around the Super Bowl that's not just the game. It's obviously a week-long set of activities that'll be throughout, you know, from Bayfront Park to South Beach to Fort Lauderdale to, you know, downtown Miami-Dade. So it's It's exciting. It's going to be great for South Florida. We're excited to have it here.
Tom Garfinkel is the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins and Hard Rock Stadium. I have to ask this. I don't want you to give away any confidences, but we saw Stephen Ross has listed his New York City apartment for $75 million. Have you been inside it?
Yes, several times. I've stayed
there. You've been there. Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah. What can you tell us? It's got to look like the house in Silver Spoons.
I didn't watch Silver Spoons.
Dating myself on that one.
That's a deep reference.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I'm old enough to know what you're talking about. it's beautiful. I mean, it's
I've never been there. I could have told you it's beautiful. It's listed for $75 million. Give us like one feature.
Do you have to walk around? Do you get a golf cart? Like, is there something that's crazy?
Well, it occupies the floor of the building, so you can walk around the exterior, you know, walk around the perimeter and sort of from the windows see any view of the city in any direction because of where it is. You know, Steve built that building, Time Warner Center, those two buildings, I should say, that whole development. And it back then did something that no one thought could be done and achieved great success doing it. And now Hudson Yards, for anybody that visits New York City, to go there and see the Thomas Heatherwick artiste, the vessel it's called, which is now a new iconic sort of feature of New York City. If you haven't seen it, just Google it and look at it. I think it's the most Instagram thing there is right now in the past couple months. But Hudson Yards is almost too much to believe, the scale of it, the amount of commercial, residential, retail space that's there. It's changed the skyline of a city. It's really remarkable.
When you stay in a $75 million apartment, like, can you just, you know, waltz into the kitchen, open up the fridge and grab, you know, an Uncrustable? Or, like, is there a whole process? Because it seems like, you know what I mean? Like, it just seems like it would be different.
He's not eating Uncrustables.
Well, it's not the $75 million. It's not the apartment that dictates that. It's the person who's hosting you there. And I can tell you that Steve Ross is as low-key, down-to-earth, and hospitable a host as you could have. So, you know, he makes, you know, I've never stayed at someone else's house and felt more comfortable to walk in and just grab a water or do whatever I need to. So he's a very low-key, down-to-earth, he's just a great guy. He's a guy's guy, someone you like spending time with, someone who, you know, I mean, I laugh a lot when I'm with him, you know, and that's a good criteria of somebody you want to spend time with, is somebody who makes you laugh a lot, who makes you feel welcome, makes you feel comfortable, and he certainly does that.
And, Tom, last question out of me, because this is something we talked about a couple weeks ago. Actually, when we found out about Stephen Ross selling his condo, you're around Stephen Ross a lot. Does he eat, you know, Outback? Does he eat Wendy's? Does he eat McDonald's? Because if I was worth billions, bro, I would eat mermaid hamstring every day.
And I say you never lose your taste for an awesome blossom.
Mermaid hamstring. I've never heard that.
Yeah, and never will again. But you never lose your taste for an awesome blossom. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
He is a pretty healthy eater. I mean, he's pretty, he enjoys, you know, we had dinner the other night, actually. I was in New York, and at the end of the dinner, he kind of looked at me like he wasn't quite done. And he had something healthy. I don't remember what it was. He had like a salad and a small piece of fish or something. He was being healthy, and he looked at me like, "You gonna get dessert?" like what? You want some?
But like while you were staying at his apartment, you would never say to him, "Hey, let's walk down the street, go get a slice at Sbarro."
Probably not Sbarro, but you know,
Ray's Original
Illy's Pizza. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, he's not. Billy, he's very down to earth. He's not eating, you know, caviar, that kind of. Yeah, you know, he's a guy's guy. He's gonna go have a pizza with you. You know,
do you have to bring your own?
It has to be pretty healthy. I mean, I can tell you, he's active. He works out every day. You know, he's got a lot of energy, and he's as sharp as you could be mentally, and stays in shape, and he's not a health nut, but he watches what he eats to, you know, try to keep his energy up and his weight down.
Do you have to bring your own toiletries when you're staying there, or do you treat it like a 5-star hotel? Like, do they have monogrammed?
Well, usually what happens is I got a hotel. He's like, "Where are you staying?" And I tell him, "Don't stay there. Just stay with me." You know, like, you know. Okay, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, you would never
turn that. In a hotel. But.
Wow, yeah. What a place.
Hey,
man.
When I get my $75 million condo, both you guys are invited to
Much
come
appreciated.
Over.
Much no appreciated. Will I need to bring my own toiletries?
Yeah, I'm real cheap. I spent all my money on the condo.
Tom Garfinkel, president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins. So people coming out to the preseason game, say, a week from Thursday, are the walkways and whatnot, the above ground and underground walkways, are those functioning yet?
No, in fact, they'll be done for the season opener against the Ravens on September 8th, but they're not done yet. But they won't be, when people come out to the preseason games, they won't be encumbered by them. It's kind of like a construction site, but they're not in anybody's way. But they will not be completed, unfortunately, until the season opener.
All right, but for the regular season, that'll make getting in and out of that stadium that much easier, right?
Oh, it is, yeah, very much so, especially getting out. I think when people come into games, it's kind of spread out over a few hours, right? Especially on Sunday. On a Thursday night, people tend to come kind of more at the same time. But on a Sunday, it's kind of more spread out. So getting in is usually not a problem for people. But if everybody leaves at the same time getting out, you've got people crossing the inner ring road and you've got people crossing over to get to the two outer lots by the turnpike and then across Dan Marino Boulevard. And so, the police have to stop all the cars and let all the people cross. And unless people want to play Frogger and try not to get hit, so which isn't safe. So, to have bridges and tunnels means that pedestrians can just flow out freely. The cars can keep flowing and don't have to be stopped. And when the cars flow out without having to be stopped, you're not sitting in the parking lot waiting to get out. You're just driving out. And so it'll be I expect it to be a very big change.
Tom Garfinkel, president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins, Hard Rock Stadium. You are always a pleasure to talk to. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to being out there for some broadcasts again and obviously people listening to the games here on this very radio station. So thank you, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. Appreciate it.
Always enjoy talking with him. He's got always important stuff to do, and then I make it silly at the end. But that is the stuff. Like, would you bring toiletries? If Stephen Ross said to you, hey, come stay at my apartment, it was a $75 million apartment. Like, you'd kind of feel like there's going to be a basket of goods.
Nope.
You'd bring your own stuff.
Got to be prepared for life, man. Got to bring your items. I always bring my items. I do.
All right, we went very long with Tom Garfinkel, but it's kind of our preseason tradition. We get him on for a good 20, 25 minutes before the season starts and get all the changes. So let's take a quick break. He was fun. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back after this. Somebody texts in, I can see Crowder pulling up to the Stephen Ross mansion with just a 12-pack of Funky Buddha.
I bring beer everywhere I go.
I know you do.
And it's Funky Buddha, let me be right.
What do you think Stephen Ross's doorbell sounds like? If you have a $75 million apartment, it cannot be ding-dong.
Cha-ching, ching, ching, ching. Cha-ching, ching, ching.
That's too ostentatious. But it can't be ding-dong.
Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money.
It's the O.J. song. I enjoy talking with Tom Garfinkel every year before we start the season. We always end up talking with him, and I like to learn what's going on with the stadium and see if there's new food offerings and whatnot. But he's really, that's a guy, he has his pulse on every single thing that is going on with the Miami Dolphins. Like, that guy, I would imagine, hasn't slept much since Stephen Ross decided they wanted to renovate the stadium. Like, that was the game changer, right?
Yes.
Like, he had to, first they were trying to get public money and they had to go in front of it, and then it just became, okay, well, we're going to do it ourselves. Remember, we've been out there with them, and he's like, yeah, like little things you wouldn't think of, where Stephen Ross is walking around the stadium. He's like, this pole needs to be painted nicer. And like, just, and they'd have this little punch list of things to do.
But think about where it went. It went from a $500 million renovation. Oh, okay, we'll get that done. You know what? Let's add a tennis facility out here.
Yep.
Okay, we'll get that done.
Now the training camp.
First, let's add underground and over-road transportation for the pedestrians. Okay, and let's add a $75 million training camp. Okay. Hey, Steve, what's next? Man, give me the rundown so I can know what to prepare
for. And that's why, the Super Bowl is going to be here this year, because of all the money that they've put into it. So, I always enjoy talking to him. I find it to be fun because – you would understand a president of an organization, a multi-billion dollar organization, not being affable and not being forthcoming. And like, but Stephen Ross, he said it. Stephen Ross, a regular dude.
Yeah.
He really is. Like, for the billions that he has, he's a regular dude. I've always said I believe he's one of the better owners that Miami has ever had.
And if you go to his house, you're not going to even bring a toothbrush, Hawk?
I'm just saying, I mean, that's kind of like going to the Shangri-La, no?
But what if he has hard bristle toothbrush? I like soft bristle.
I feel like he might have someone there to brush my teeth for me. Like, you know what I'm saying, though, when
America?
I was asking? Like, yeah, exactly. Wipers. Like, but honestly, like, do you think if you were staying there, he says, come stay at my place.
Yeah.
So it's 9 at night. Mm-hmm. You're watching The Bachelor. You decide you want to make a microwave popcorn.
Just walk in the kitchen.
You don't think that there's a buzzer that you're supposed to hit?
There's not a buzzer, but I would not be surprised.
There's someone in the kitchen.
There's somebody sitting in the kitchen
24/7.
Waiting. What would you like, Mr. Crowder?
Right.
Popcorn?
Right.
2 minutes. We'll be right there. Go sit back down and enjoy yourself.
Like, I might be wrong. I'm guessing. I've never been around a multi-billionaire. I might be wrong. But I'm guessing that, like, there's just someone there to handle that stuff.
My closest thing to this conversation was Zach Thomas invited me to his final Pro Bowl in 06. And we went on Huizenga's plane.
Yeah.
He let him and JT both made it. And Zach invited me. Zach, his family, the mom, dad, you know, his sister, everybody. So we're all on the plane. And the lady comes up to me, is it flight attendant still?
Yeah.
So the flight attendant lady, stewardess, comes up to me, and she says, what would you like to eat? And I ask her, what's the menu? And she looks at me and laughs. I've told you this story before. She said, what do you want? And it was like, there is nothing you can say that we don't have on this plane.
It's not the chicken or fish.
Yes. I was drinking Hennessy at the time when I was younger. You know, I could take that hard liquor. There was no regular Hennessy. It was all XO and Richard. Like, it was all $400 or $500 bottles of Hennessy. You couldn't get the $70 bottle I'm used to drinking.
Valid point here by one of the texters. Those types of condos don't have doorbells, the guy says. The elevator opens directly into the unit, which obviously, now that I think about it, because it's not like there's six other residences on his floor. You know, you get off in the hallway. Which one is he? 27C? Yeah, there is.
C or B?
There is a ding dong, you know, and it's Bill Gates. Oh, I'm sorry. Rang the wrong bell. That's pretty stupid on my part. What kind of doorbell does it have? That's really stupid.
Probably just pinch somebody's booty and they scream.
I'm going to go run to the TNT wall for being stupid. We'll take a break. It was a long segment with Tom Garfinkel. Thank you. Whistle me for that one. We'll take a break. We'll come right back after this. Somebody wants to know if $75 million gets you your own trash chute. I would imagine.
Is this song about Stephen Ross?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Say he's a good man.
What a man.
It is different, though. A $75 million condo. Like, we're trying to relate ourselves to that. I think there's so much difference that goes on in that condo other than our house.
It's a different world. That's a different world. That's a different stratosphere. To own a piece of real estate that you live in, not the building, the apartment you live in, to be able to sell it for $75 million, like, that is a different stratosphere, man.
I was surprised when I went to Joey Porter's house, and his full house is like, I think it's like 18,000 square feet under air. But you can walk in his backyard and throw a rock as hard as you can. You'll never get it out of his yard. And it just blew my mind. I'm like, damn, where does your land end? Somewhere back there behind those trees way back by the lake. I'm like, damn, that's a long way.
Hey, I wanted to play something for everybody in case they missed it yesterday. We played at the end of the show. I told you at the beginning of today's show. Michael Irvin co-hosted First Take with Stephen A. Smith. And this was, I said melodic yesterday. We played this yesterday. It was about 5:45, and I know, you know, you may have heard it by now. But Michael Irvin, to me, is tailor-made for First Take. He's on NFL Network, right? Yeah, Michael Irvin's NFL Network. Yeah. He gives opinions. This is what I said yesterday. He gives opinions. There's no real back and forth. It's not a debate show. It's a highlight show. It's a pregame show. So he goes on ESPN's First Take, and he gets to exercise these muscles that he happens to be very good at, which is passionately arguing whatever he feels like arguing.
And we felt a little bit, because they were playing it again today on TV, and he gets that, you want to go, blah, 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 blah.
Yes,
he gets that deeper,
it's a melody, it's a symphony.
Really
it's you know, that's part of it. It's not just what he's saying it, it's the way that he says it.
The delivery.
It's the delivery. It's so good. So here is, just want to play for people that maybe didn't hear it on our show yesterday, because I don't want this sound to just disappear into the ether without us having played it at least twice. Michael Irvin is debating Stephen A. Smith on First Take. Michael Irvin is comparing Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., now of the Browns, to Dwayne Wade and LeBron James teaming up in Miami, and that sets Stephen A. Smith off.
The one thing that gives me a little peace, that makes sure, that tells me that's they have an ability to override all of that, is that they were boys prior to this union. They were boys prior to this union. This ain't no, I'm bringing a star from over here and a star from over there and a star from over there. You know basketball.
Right.
The fact that it worked so well with the boys down in Miami with LeBron and D-Wade because they were boys prior to that union. These boys, Jarvis Landry, how is that blasphemy? Because they are boys.
Don't you dare compare Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry to Dwayne Wade and LeBron James? Have you lost your head?
Wait a minute now. Whoa.
Why did you bring this up?
What?
Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry had the greatest first few years just about anybody. They were racing each other. They were racing each other to see who had the most catches in the first 3 years. They were racing each other. They were the two best out here playing wide receiver. And these two coming together with the Baker Mayfield.
You're making me laugh. Listen. No disrespect, because I like and I have profound respect for Jarvis Landry. Please don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God. I love Jarvis Landry.
So do I.
And you tell me Jarvis Landry can't play Dwayne Wade with Odell Beckham being your LeBron James?
Absolutely. Are you saying that Jarvis Landry is on the same level as Dwayne Wade was at basketball at that particular moment in time? Are you saying that? I throw this water on you.
I was at that draft.
What?
I was at that combine. I saw when this man at the combine, Jarvis Landry, pulled his hamstring. I was working. They sent me over there to try to talk to him to calm him down. Like, man, hey, don't worry about it, man. You don't go, no, man, I'm good. He didn't even want to talk to me. He wanted to play football so bad with a bad hamstring on the football field. I turned around and said to my producer, if I was drafted, I'll draft him right now. That's who I want.
That
That's
is Busta Rhymes.
That's the kind of dude he is. He has heart down in his toes. Dwayne Wade has heart down because it's more than what I do on the field. It's who I am in me that I can get to the guys around me that I can make some plays with.
I agree with that.
That's what I'm talking about. I told you I'm a blesser and contaminate this room with some knowledge. Now you gotta take this.
Busta Rhymes. I'm telling you, first of all, because I'm such a Hurricanes fan. Yeah, because I'm such a Hurricanes fan, Michael Irvin wins any argument. I don't care what the context of the argument is. He will win every argument. The he's got heart down into his toes is my That is my favorite line. I want to give it to Don Bailey Jr., but Alejandro Solana told me that he went into the lab today because I was so fascinated with Michael Irvin dropping he's got heart down into his toes that he went into the lab today and made something a little special for me. So go ahead. I have not heard this. I want to hear this, Solana. I hate it already.
I turned around and said to my producer, if I was drafted, I'd draft him right now. That's who I want. That's the kind of dude he is. He has heart down in his toes. He has heart down in his toes. He has heart down in his toes. He has heart down in his toes.
Don't you dip.
He has heart down in his toes. That's what I'm talking about. I told you I'm a blesser and contaminate this room with some knowledge. And contaminate to take. Don't you dare. He has heart down in his toes. He had heart down in his toes. He had heart down in his toes. Don't you get?
Kind of rides.
I love it.
Somebody could lay a little track over top of
it. I'm telling you, he sounds like Busta Rhymes to me in that. We've got to send that to Michael Irvin. You've got to post that. Can you post that online, and then we can tweet it at Michael Irvin? I guarantee you, he'll love that. I think it's really good, man.
That is good.
He's got heart down in his toes.
Stephen A done messed up, man. Stephen A need to be quiet when Mike's talking. Let Mike talk, Stephen.
Stephen A will remind you, this is my show.
Yeah. He
and if
know.
I want to argue with you, I will argue with you. I am never going to cede the floor to you. I like that. Play that one more time, Solon. I want to hear that one more time. I really like it. I love the phrase. He's got a heart down in his toes.
Lil Soul on the beat.
That part I don't like. Lil Soul.
I turned around and said to my producer, if I was drafted, I'd draft him right now. That's who I want. That's the kind of dude he is. He has heart down in his toes. 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 Don't you get? Don't you get? Don't you get? Don't you get? He has heart down in his toes.
Hey, it's a Lil Wayne beat, man. Lil Wayne can kill this little beat.
That delivery there from Michael Irvin, I am telling you, is Busta Rhymes. You've got to play some Busta Rhymes coming back for the 4 o'clock hour.
Man, Stephen A was sitting there with a damn shoulder brace on. Did you
I
see
know.
Him?
He had
get
a
the
sling.
Hell out of here. Got a sling on your arm.
With your sling wearing ass.
Sling wearing ass.
Did you hear how he tore? I think he tore like his labrum or whatever.
It was boxing, wasn't he?
Yeah.
It was his rotator cuff, I think. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Boxing.
I love basketball and I love boxing, and he'd go into that foolishness.
I didn't hear that explanation.
Bro, he had explanation on Twitter. I'm not a fan.
I love Stephen A. Smith. I think he's great, but I think Michael Irvin in that forum outclasses him.
You know what? Stephen A's like LeBron to me. I respect the hell out of their craft, but I could never sit down and have a meal with them.
Oh, I think Stephen A would be fun to have a meal with.
I don't think so. You wouldn't get a word in.
Well, you probably would not get a word in.
He would disagree with every – well, I think – you can't think anything I don't think. I'm going to tell you what you think.
All right, in the next segment, we're going to hear some cuts from Brian Flores and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I'm seeing Josh Rosen spoke with the media today as well. So I do want to hear what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, what they have to say themselves. We'll listen together in the next segment.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.